Old Man Winter creeping back in. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're going to be right on the margin between where we may or may not get some damage.
The cold air across the state for the next couple of days will cause some long nights for many of our commercial and even hobby fruit crop growers. University of Tennessee's Extension fruit crop specialist, Dr. David Lockwood, says any damage depends on how low the temperatures go and for how long.
This time of year, we're getting to the point where we would like to think, anyhow, that we were past the point of having frost, although last year it was later than this. So it can happen. The problem we're looking at now is that our crops are fairly vulnerable to cold. Once they hit full bloom, they become about as vulnerable to cold as they'll ever be.
Dr. David Lockwood says compounding the issue with the frost conditions will be windy conditions that will hamper growers from using sprinkler systems to try and insulate their crops. And again, it depends on how cold it gets as to how much damage can occur.
A strawberry in full bloom, 30 degrees is considered to be the critical temperature at which you'll see damage. Once the fruit starts to form, somewhere around 28, 29 degrees will give you fruit damage or death. In other crops, about 28 to 29 degrees is also the critical point for the beginning or the onset of damage.
Dr. David Lockwood says without a doubt the pandemic has caused an increased amount of folks trying their hand at raising fruit crops. And he warns just because we have this late frost,
don't decide too early that you've had serious problems and give up on that crop, because it's quite possible that even though we have some damage, we've still got a full crop out there.
And from Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.